Hey, good morning. This good bright Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in on Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, with our sponsor Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farm Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And I tell you, Jamie, you put together, I think, could be a very, very good show again.
Yeah, we got some new people on here today. Yeah. Two out of the three, and then we're going to start out with Tyler Ottinger. He's filling in we're going to find out what he's doing for the Bulldogs as a athletic director. He's on the line, and then we're going to talk to Don Helmick. He's the boss of the softball team out there at Clinton Central, and see how their year is shaping up. I know he's going to be on a school bus going to play a game this morning talking to us, Don. So,
wow.
Yep.
That's Don, though.
That's Don. He'll get it in. Then Adam Adrian, first-time caller for us. He's in charge of the Rossville Summer Rec program, and, of course, the high school coaches out at Rossville can't thank enough about their summer rec program and how great that is. So it'll be interesting to see what Adam has to say. And then the last quarter, I think you and I are going to talk sectional realignment for all sports in Clinton County and beyond. So there's definitely some different matchups in there, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, all I think all good, all for the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's kind of getting in their right sectional lineup.
Some guys from 2A are back down to 1A. Carroll and Clinton Prairie. It's going to make interesting matchups with Clinton Central and Rossville again. So be fun to talk about that. But if our first caller is on the line, Tyler Ottinger from Clinton Central, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Yep. Still lived in the community, so I've been listening for a little while, coaching in the conference, so you kind of know those things and keep up with that stuff.
Tyler, are you an alumnus of Clinton Central?
I am. I graduated in 2011 from there and participated in track and football during my time, and kind of nice to be back and doing things that I want to see happen.
I told Don, I said, that Ottinger's got to be a Bulldog name, and we were out.
Yep.
Tyler, so you being back in 2011, Central was doing pretty good in sports during that kind of time. So you bring in an attitude of, hey, we got to start winning.
Yeah, I was on the regional football team. I was on a four-time conference champ track team. So I kind of know what that was looking like back then when we were having a lot of success and having some fun times between everybody. And, you know, it brings participation into sports. When I left, I was teaching at Sheridan, so I've been over there with football and knowing the success that they've had. I've kind of seen that happen, too.
Well, you're coming in at a good time because the football team is probably getting ready to make it a big turn, moving towards the positive side of things with all the youth that they had last year and a good, solid coach. And then the basketball program, you're out looking for a coach. Have you found a coach?
Yeah, we have. He was at the school for us. His name is Nick Burlingame. He's teaching social studies there, so he's coming into us for basketball. And so we're super excited about that, too.
Can you tell a little bit about his background?
Yeah, he has a coaching background up north. Knowing that I came in a little bit, I just talked to him a little bit. But he's got a coaching background from up north where he's done a couple years there. He's a great guy. He's already been talking to me about working out for the summer. He's already got a weightlifting regiment going. He's working with Coach Finley, too, to kind of get the boys working. So we're super excited about that.
So a lot of things going on at Clinton Central. We got some additions to the school that will, I think, affect sports a little bit. Yes or no?
Yep. Yeah, we got a new athletic entrance coming up so people know where to go in and go to both gyms. It'll have a concession stand in there. It'll have some video boards for our Wall of Fame, trying to get that to the next part. And we're also going to have a new weight room in there. So a lot of the coaches are excited about that. It's going to be really nice, kind of top of the line that we want to put out there and get our kids into that so we can get them moving up to the next part.
Hey, Tyler, where are you guys at on the timeline on that? I haven't been up Central in a while. This winter I was there for basketball, you know, it was just getting put up. So what's the timeline on getting into all those new facilities?
You know, we're looking at the summer, about midway through, somewhere in July. But it's multifaceted, you know. We're working on other things, too. It's going to be that new addition should be this summer, somewhere in July time frame.
So, Tyler, coming back into Clinton Central, what are your goals as you get things ready to go for the upcoming seasons?
Yeah, my goal is to help the coaches out. They know, they've been in there tightening it out and knowing what they need and trying to do that. I want to do that to help them and give them anything that they need to succeed. The kids, too, you know, they know what they need and they know what they want. And they've been trying to win in these sports. And, you know, the girls' basketball team had a great year, so they had what was taken to win. And we can keep that going for all sports. We'll be happy with it.
You know, one of the things that we started off when we were saying, hey, you're bringing back a winning attitude. I just know in my many years of broadcasting sports that when you get into a school that has done nothing but lose for a long, long period of time, the kids kind of lose their sense of who they are and where they came from because they don't know anything about it. How do you go about fixing, or can you fix anything like that?
Yeah, I think the first part is building those kids up and giving them the fundamentals to start. That new weight room is going to be a big thing. If we can get kids to buy in to going into the weight room and living there and saying, hey, we got this really nice thing for you to use, and they enjoy it, that'll start them out in the winning side of sports. It comes down to that. Getting the people in place to help win. We've got some good coaches there that really want to do the right things and are willing to put the hours in to help support those kids.
Tyler, man, you know, there's a lot of sports that are going on in the school systems now, and it's almost become a 24/7 job for the athletic director. You almost live at school, if maybe you even do. How is that going for you?
Yeah, luckily I live pretty close to the school. I still lived in the community, even though I wasn't teaching there at first. But, you know, I go over there a lot. Like, today I'm going to go spend Saturday just finalizing some things up, looking at our schedules and doing that. But I also got to go over to Carroll to see the junior high track going. We've got softball and baseball, too. Well, baseball can't find umps for today, so we got to cancel that last night. So that's kind of a thing you're fighting, the rescheduling and finding umps. It just takes a lot of time for
you. How much of your time do you spend trying to find umpires?
Oh, I mean, I can have a conversation where we're talking to other schools all day about, hey, we've got this place works, we can't find umps. It's probably about a four-hour thing. Not four full hours, but it'll take you about 4 hours to figure it out.
Tyler, what's the answer for the IHSA to fix that problem, or is there a fix to get more people out there to start doing some of these things to help out the youth?
Yeah, we just need to get people that are interested in umping or baseball and softball. I mean, I don't think the IHSA done anything wrong. Those guys that I work with, the assigners, they work super hard to get those things to happen. We've even got created where we're playing another school, but we're going to another school and we're both away, but they're wanting us to use their field because they have a...
You know, I think being a former baseball umpire many, many years ago, the challenge isn't with the, as you say, with the IHSAA, even though when you get into the tournament, there's some politics in advancing through all in the tournament play. But I think it becomes a challenge with the associations that they're a part of. Because, you know, all the big guys come in, take all the big games away, and then that leaves you with traveling far away, and I think it turns some people off to take all the...
Is it money part of the problem, AD Ottinger, or is it... What do you think the problem is we're so short?
You know, when I talk with the umps at the games, I don't think the money's the problem. I think we're all pretty consistent around what we're doing. One thing that kind of goes with it is, you know, we are competing with like the Grand Parks of the world over in Westfield that they might take a whole weekend out, so it's kind of hard to get weekend games. I think it's just this summer, or this spring, sorry, has had so much rain and weather that we've just been moving around where everybody's trying to put stuff on the same day.
Right. That's definitely been a big issue.
So, Tyler, it sounds like, man, you're an upbeat kind of guy. You're bringing in a real good positive attitude. A lot of work still left to do out at Clinton Central. And if you want to, let's talk a little bit about individual coaches, as you have a pretty good set of group of coaches out there for Clinton Central.
Yeah, I've been working with Finley. Actually, we coached together over at Sheridan before. So we were on the D-line in my first year. He was kind of there, and I was there too. So we've done that together. I've worked with Don, that you're going to talk to later. He's got the softball team getting ready for sectional play. We just had a game last night where they went against Southmont and played a really good game there. Coach Quinn at baseball, he's been great. He's very active into his program from the youth level up. So those guys are doing that. And then Ken Jones over at track, he had a conference meet last night. They got second in the conference for the girls, and that's today. They won the county this year. And actually, Coach Jones was my coach in high school, so I had him back in the day. So it's kind of neat to work back with him.
You know, you start to feel old when I'm doing ball games, broadcasting ball games, and kids that used to play are now coaches. You're going, maybe I've been in this too long.
Yeah, it's a different feeling when he looks at me and says boss to me, and I said we don't need to go that way, but it's a good feeling still to be working with him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, exciting things coming in at Clinton Central. Let's talk about the holiday tournament. Central went to an 8-team tournament, as you're well aware of, a great tournament that they now sponsor. Have you started working on this year's holiday tournament?
Yeah, we're trying to get the dates down. It looks like in the past, people just moving forward, so we're getting closer to the start of school at that point. I think we're getting down to it, and I don't remember the dates off the top. I've been working with a basketball coach, and we have another AD that's working with us too. Brock Talukian's our intern while I was coming in and learning the ropes. So we're kind of nailing that down and getting interest from other teams and trying to make sure we do that right.
Well, I know it's, if I'm not mistaken, in that holiday tournament, there was like a list of schools wanting to come in to play in the tournament. That's how successful it's been.
Yeah, we keep getting emails from other schools that want to join us too and be a part of it. So that's kind of a neat feeling that we can work with all these different schools to make this happen.
Well, I think it was a great move, a solid tournament.
Yep. AD Ottinger, what do you got facing you right now? What's your biggest thing you got to face at Clinton Central for your athletics?
Oh man, you know, we've had that building project and it's just multifaceted, and I'm coming in midway trying to figure out what's the best thing for our kids moving forward. That's a big thing. I mean, the teams are doing well because their coaches got them running, so I'm not too worried there. We're just looking at scheduling. Like I said, this spring, rescheduling, trying to get it ready so we can get all our games in before the Hoosier Heartland tournament for softball and baseball. It's been a struggle.
That's at Delphi, right? The baseball's at Delphi, this Hoosier Heartland Conference? One of them is at Delphi.
I'm not sure.
I can't tell you that right now. Like I said, I've been struggling on that.
I know the sectionals at Frontier this year.
Frontier's baseball, and I know softball is at Ross.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Rossville's hosting the softball conference starting next Monday, I believe. I think I saw Clinton Central Athletics tweet this morning on that.
Yep.
So you say that there's two of you out there, one helping you get yourself your feet kind of planted on the ground. Talk a little bit about how that's going for you.
Yeah, Brock Talukian came in as an interim AD. He was an athletic director over at West Lafayette for a while, and now he kind of works around and helping people out with what they need help with. So before I came in, he was already there 3 days a week trying to figure out what was going on. So we kind of tag team it, you know. I'm learning the ropes from him, but I can manage the day-to-day things now. But he helps me out when I have questions of something that I've never taken care of before.
There's been a little bit of turnover in positions like AD and principals and superintendents out there. Is it a real challenge for you guys, you know, not, you know, just trying to get a baseline to keep everything successful for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I mean, the thing there is we're looking at the holiday tournament, just trying to get the input from the people that have been there of what's going on with that and what we're doing. And, you know, we have award ceremonies coming up, and we want to award those kids, but we also want to do it right. We want to figure out what the process is. So we're doing that. The good thing is the administration team that I'm working with right now, the office team that I'm with, we're working really well together. We're doing a lot of cool things, trying to make things happen for the kids.
Well, you got one challenge for that holiday tournament you have to overcome, because it's not possible this year because the great Linda Barnett took care of the media room and all the food for Don. And he raved about it over and over and over because Linda was awesome. And I think Cindy wants to chime in here about this weekend. I think we'll talk about that real quick and what she meant to the Clinton Central community, and I'm sure even to you.
Yeah, I mean, when I was at Central, I worked in the concession stand with Linda for 3-4 years almost. And, you know, as soon as I got the job here, I told her, and I was super excited to talk to her about it and say, you know, you've been a cornerstone of this school forever. If I have any questions, this is who I want to go to for those, because I know we'll do it right. And she was pumped up to help me with that, and she meant a lot to the school.
I just think it's a big deal when you bring alumnus back in positions as your position because of what you bring to the Bulldogs. I mean, you understand the green and white as much as Linda did, and I think that's a big point that has to be made when you go out and make your selections.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to say when I was applying for it, that, you know, I've been here, I know what it's like, I know what it looked like when we were doing great, and I wanted to bring that back.
Miss Cindy, you want to talk about what's coming up?
Sure, we will. I wanted to let everybody know that the celebration of life for Linda Barnett will be Sunday, 1 o'clock until 5. It's going to be at Michigantown Lions Club. That's on Ohio Street in Michigantown. The memorial service itself will start at 5 o'clock. Carl Kirchival will be officiating. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorial donations be made in Linda's honor to the Wilbur T. Rule and Linda K. Barnett Team Player Scholarship Fund. If you would like information on how to do that, you can go to Goodwin Funeral Home. You can also always give us a call here at the station during business hours. We'll have that information for you as well. Our phone number here is 659-3338. Don't call until Monday. Nobody's in the office right now to figure out how to make those donations. But again, the celebration of life for Mrs. Barnett is coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock until 5 at the Michigantown Lions Club, with the memorial service beginning at 5 o'clock.
All right. Tyler, we appreciate you calling in today. This won't be the last time. We'll try to keep tabs of how you're doing and get you back on, probably more towards the fall than it is during the summertime. But the best of luck, and we're glad you're at Clinton Central.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we were talking with Tyler Ottinger, the new athletic director at Clinton Central. We'll take a little time out. We'll come back, and we're going to have, I think it's the Ross, no, Don Helmick,
yep,
on the bus, ready to talk to us as you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Attention, all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hey, Don,
get on a bus and go play softball, right?
Yeah, that's, why wouldn't you do that? That sounds like a good thing to do. Don, are you on a bus?
Yeah, I am on a bus. You're getting ready to pass your station.
Oh, well, salute. Bye. Salute as you go by.
I'll give you a salute.
That's the best comment of the year.
Call like four times and I kept getting all lines are busy. I thought we was gonna have to Morse code this missed call.
Well, you know, when you're a popular radio station, everybody calls in.
I know.
Yeah.
Especially with you as the announcer guy.
Oh man, that's awful nice.
Well, tell him who we had on the line.
Hey, we've got Don Helmick, the head coach.
I meant who we had on before when he was trying to call in.
We had your boss on the line.
We had the new AD on for the Bulldogs.
Had your boss on the line.
Yeah, he'd probably give you a good interview.
He did. Yeah, he's fired up. I think Bulldogs are headed in a good direction. Got, you know, somebody in there with Bulldog blood, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
How's the softball team doing, Don?
Well, yeah, it's kind of up and down. We're 7-4. We recently lost two games that, you know, quite honestly, we should have won. The Delphi game, we had a 2-1 lead going into the bottom of the top of the seventh, and they was able to get a few timely hits, and we had a couple mistakes. And then the Prairie game, you know, we got 3-0, and our problem right now is not pitching our defense. You know, we stranded in the Prairie game. We stranded, I think it was 13 runners. No, that was in the Delphi game. Prairie game, we didn't get anybody on base hardly. But our problem right now is just not putting the ball in play when we have people on base. And then last night, you know, we beat Southmont, but Southmont's pitching's not what we've seen the previous two nights. And, you know, the biggest problem right now, and it's really not the girls' problem, it's fault. It's really no one's fault. It's the weather's fault. Is, you know, we're two weeks away from sectionals, and we have just played our 10th game.
Yeah. You know,
so we've not been able to really get in a rhythm. I mean, we play a game and then we have 5 days off, and then we play a game and then we have 5 days off. And, you know, whether you're seeing good pitching or bad pitching, you're still seeing pitching. And, you know, we have all these days off, and then, you know, we go up against Delphi pitcher. You know, we go up against the Prairie pitcher who, you know, they're solid pitchers. And it's just been real tough to keep the girls motivated, keep a routine going, and I get it. I mean, it's been one of the worst softball seasons as far as weather and getting games in that I've been a part of in 20 years.
Yeah, break loose some of that money and let's get some turf on that field.
Well, I heard you were going to donate it. We was going to name it the Stockfield.
That's
the first time.
We'll put your name right across center field, big ST. Right, I mean, man, you know, we'll give you all the credit.
Man.
Well, I think you're probably referencing a show maybe 3 weeks ago. We were talking that maybe somewhere in the community we could build something for the whole community that all the high schools can get involved. I know, like in Lafayette, a lot of these teams are playing at Loeb Stadium. Clinton Prairie played Central Catholic there one night, and they played Caston there one night because it's a nice stadium. They're not charging a lot of money to rent it out, and I'm sure maybe you guys played over at Grand Park a little bit with the Sheridan connection, and that's been the only way you can get some games in.
Yeah, and I actually I do a lot of work at Grand Park, and I know a lot of the people there, and I tried about 2 weeks ago because it was terrible with the weather, and I mean, they're so backed up right now with Westfield teams and stuff. I mean, they're not charging a bunch of money for high school teams to get in there, but right now everybody's going there. So,
yeah.
You know, we wasn't able to get in the thing. He says, well, you guys can sign up for next year. Well, I don't know what next year holds.
Yeah. Next year will be 100 degrees and sunny for April.
I know. And then they'll be complaining because we're playing on turf and it's too hot.
Yep.
Well, complaining, at least they're involved.
But our point was in the show a few weeks ago, I mean, with all the youth softball and baseball in the community, I mean, there's a need for it. And, you know, if all the schools would pool together and build a facility, you know, through the county, something, it could be used not only just for the high school season, throughout the whole year.
Well, especially, I mean, I know Rossville's a little bit farther away, but Clinton Prairie and Frankfort and Clinton Central's all, you know what, within 15 miles of each other.
Yeah.
You could throw some centrally located and, you know, figure out a way everybody can, each school puts in a little bit of money or how that works, and, you know, put a couple diamonds and you could play multiple games a night, high school games, and everybody would have a
because even with the facilities you guys all have at each school, it's still not enough for the junior high and everything you were trying to
no,
do. So
I mean,
more would definitely help.
Well, I think, don't you think it saves money too because of all the costs of keeping the field up and the turf that you got to buy to try to get rid of some of the water that's on the field, and I think it makes a ton of sense.
We played Sheridan last Friday night, and we got the field ready, and then it starts pouring down rain, and then we got the field ready again. And then it starts pouring down rain. Well, the umpires decided to go ahead and play, which was kind of crazy. But anyway, we got the game in. We slip-slided and muddied, and we got uniforms that won't come clean now. And we put 25 bags of Diamond Dry. That's $50 a pop.
Yeah,
I mean, we spent over $1,000 to play a five-inning softball game.
Plus the uniform costs that probably have to be replaced.
Yeah, uniforms, umpires, everything else on that night alone. And, you know, softball's not a sport that brings in a bunch of revenue at the gate. And right now, you know, our concession is not close to the field, so the concession doesn't do real well. So, I mean, our athletic department lost a ton of money on that night.
Well, it just comes down.
So Tyler gets to get introduced to losing money on a softball night.
But it comes down to, I mean, for the smaller programs, like, you know, 1 and 2A and even Frankfort 4A, where they're at, we're surrounded by all these bigger schools, and they just keep playing, you know, because they have the facilities.
Yeah, Lebanon, I think, when we had played 6 games, Lebanon had played 13.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my point, yeah.
That's crazy.
So talk about having a new boss. Does it change anything for you or for the school, your program, or anything of that nature yet? Or is it something that you think will happen as you move along?
I think he'll come in with some good ideas. You know, and with any transition, there's going to be some bumps in the road. You know, I've been at this long enough. When I was at Cascade, I mean, we went through 14 ADs in, 10 ADs in 14 years. Hmm. So I'm used to the transition. For the most part, I get along with everybody, and you know, I made sure when he got in there after, you know, he came for a few weeks hit and miss, and then you know, I just wore him out. You know, he probably got tired of seeing my face, but, you know, I wanted him to know that I was, you know, willing to help him out in any way, and you know, I was going to be someone that wouldn't do something you know, without his knowledge, and wanted him to know he had a, I guess, for lack of a better term, a friend in the building, as he got started. And you know, I think I've helped him a little bit with some things, and some of the things that he's going to try to input is going to be good. And, you know, and with every change, there's going to be some pushback from different areas. But, you know, like I said, I've been on it long enough that I know that, you know, he's the leader of our athletic department, and, you know, we've got to make sure and support him and you know, do what we can to make that job easier and the transition easier.
Yeah, the first thing we talked about was he's coming in with an understanding of winning, the winning attitude that Central has been lacking for a little while in some sports, not all. And I think that's a positive thing for the school system. And I know that in talking with my radio partner, that there's been a lot of challenges last year that was going on with the coaches and your former bosses. And so, you know, when you get to show up at the ball game, and all you got to do is coach, makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, right now we do our own field, we do the lining, we do all that, and I know he's trying to get it to where we don't have to do all that. And, you know, now I have no problem with someone else going out and pushing mud and water and all that and throwing Diamond Dry. But, you know, sometimes me lining the field and getting it ready is just my isolation and my time away before the game starts. So, you know, there'll be times where I'll tell the grounds guy, hey, I'm going to do this tonight. I need a break. But, you know, he's trying to get some things done that will allow coaches to
to coach more as opposed to get things ready, set up chairs for home basketball games. You know, and I think those changes will come. I know last night we talked about, you know, we need to sit down and look at the handbook, some of the policies we have, and, you know, some of them are outdated. And, you know, we've had such a transition. I mean, I've been here 3 years and he's the fourth AD, and, you know, we haven't had the consistency to really make any changes, to look at anything. And I think he's young enough and he's from the area, lives in Michigan town that you know, my guess is he plans on being here for a while. So, you know, he'll probably be here long enough for me to retire. So, you know, hopefully this will be the last AD I have to go through.
Where are you heading today? You said you were going by the studio. Who are you playing today?
We're going to Crawfordsville.
Oh, well, you'll be on turf over there, right?
No, they actually have dirt. They have turf everywhere but on the softball field.
Wait a minute. Title IX. That's called Title IX.
No comment.
All right, Coach. Hey, we appreciate it as always, man. We love talking to you. We're glad you're still hanging in there, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck today.
All right, thank you.
All right, we were talking to Coach Don Helmick of the Lady Bulldogs. We'll be talking to the Rossville Youth Baseball and Softball Leader here in just a few minutes. Our sponsor is Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farm, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. They're listening to us in the Clubhouse Barbershop. Don't go away! We'll be back in a bit.